Chapter 16. Willie's Office.
He's got a network?
Yes, Inspector.
And they all report to him?
Kind of, I guess, said Vin, but I didn't get the impression that it was quite that formal.
So an informal network, kind of like Sherlock's Irregulars.
Inspector Lambert got a speculative look, quirking an eyebrow at Vin.
Vin smiled, and nothing quite so romantic either, he said.
No, I guess not. The inspector's big face fell, then he laughed at himself. Hard to imagine Willie or any of them willingly cooperating with the police, eh?
Right.
They're only doing it at all because Willie likes Fran.
And they like Willie?
I wouldn't go that far. More like they like Pothole, if anything.
The dog.
Well, who wouldn't like a three-legged dog?
Yeah, said Vin, I know I do.
Lambert nodded.
Me too.
They both paused, Vin looking out the window over the rooftops of the neighboring shops, and Lambert looking at the coffee maker.
He got up and topped up his cup, then held the carafe out to Vin, who nodded.
The inspector had a thermal carafe, so there was no chance of the coffee being burnt on a heater.
He topped Vin up and sat back down.
So, he said, what does Willie's network have to say?
Okay, said Vin. First, there's nothing happening at Fran's new place.
His guy there, Moose Jaw, he said his name was, saw Ferguson, his man in the white van, the guys in the building across the street, and your patrol cars. But Moose Jaw and the other guys working the shifts have seen no one else.
Right, said Lambert. I figured Ferguson would have someone there, but homeless people?
Never would have occurred to me.
And who's in the building across the street?
Turns out that's Detective Chartrand and some people working with him.
Chartrand? What the hell interest has he got in this? Does he even know Fran Huck?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But you know the detective. He must think that he's naturally a part of it because he works with us.
But he doesn't work with us.
Not really.
He just invites himself in all the time.
Lambert was scowling.
And we haven't exactly turned him away, either. Not that it would matter if we did, I don't suppose. Detective Chartrand pretty well does what he thinks is right, doesn't he?
Lambert nodded.
It was true.
And he hadn't done a lot to discourage it.
Hadn't had the heart, while Chartrand's brain was trying to recover from severe damage. But now that it looked like he was recovering, maybe it was time to establish some rules.
He shook his head to get it back on track.
Anyway, if there's nothing going on there, then what did Willie want to tell you about?
That's where it gets interesting, said Vin. The people Willie's got working with him are out on the streets day and night. If there's anything going on, then they're likely to see it. And here's the beauty of it. No one's likely to take any notice of them.
Not like if a patrol car goes by, or a taxi driver or shopkeeper.
Someone trying to get by unnoticed would be wary of them, but they're less likely to worry about a homeless person curled up in a doorway.
Granted, said Lambert.
So, Willie's network knows when things change, when someone new comes to town, and they know when it's someone normal, like, say, a band in town for a gig, and when it's not.
And you're saying they've noticed something that's not normal?
Yes, according to Willie. There have been men coming to town for the last week or two. His people say they don't look like businessmen and they don't look like tourists. They see those all the time and they know what they look like and what they do.
These ones come in pairs or singles and they check into cheap hotels or motels and then do nothing.
Nothing?
Next to nothing. They might go out to get groceries or the like, but that's it. They don't look as if they're doing anything here.
Not working. Not visiting anybody. It just looks like they're waiting.
And that's it? These men are coming to town and doing nothing, and Willie's network thinks that's suspicious?
Well, yeah.
Vin lost the confidence he'd come in with. His sense of the obvious truth of it evaporated under the blunt skepticism of this experienced police inspector.
That's what he said, anyway.
Lambert swiveled away from him and looked out the window. Vin fidgeted while the inspector thought.
After a long couple of minutes, Lambert swiveled back and said, "It makes sense." "It doesn't sound like much, but when you think about it, it makes sense." He leaned forward. "Your friend Willie might smell bad, and he might be a little crazy, but I think he's pretty smart, too." He picked up a pencil and wrapped the eraser on his blotter. Then he said, "Can you get him to come in and give us a list of those men and where they're staying?" Vin shook his head. "I don't think so, Inspector. Without even thinking about the smell that would build up in an enclosed space, it's not something Willie would want to do." "I guess I could send an officer out to get his statement. Can you tell me where he lives?" He turned the pencil to hover over a piece of paper. "That's not such a good idea either," said Vin. "He doesn't like people much, and he treats cops like intruders. If they come around to his place, he's just as likely to up and move. Then it could take forever to find him again." Lambert dropped the pencil and turned up his palms. "What then? This information isn't much good to me like this." "I know," said Vin. Now it was his turn to look out the window again, but not much more than a glance. "I guess I should have got that information last night," he said. He hitched up in his chair, ready to go. "I'll go look for him. I'll get you a list." "If you could," said Lambert, "I'd really appreciate it." Vin stood and headed for the door. "I'll try to have it for you by this afternoon, Inspector." He was out and gone before Lambert could respond. Willie wouldn't be home at this time of day. He'd be out working. He'd be on his section of sidewalk, his begging bowl out, and his faithful dog by his side. Once in a while, Pothole would get up and limp around, his missing leg painfully obvious. The donations to the begging bowl always peaked at those times. If Willie ever wondered why an injured dog elicited more compassion than a homeless man, he never let on. It didn't take Vin long to find him. He was on the busy street he avoided on his night runs, close to the entrance to his alley. One of the bricks on the corner of the building had a big chunk knocked out of it. It was fresh and about chest height, a reminder of one of Vin's earlier adventures. They were right there. Pothole noticed Vin first. He got to his feet and hop-trotted over, his big tail wagging. He nosed Vin's hand, grinned up at him, and went back to Willie. He poked him in the shoulder and looked back. To Vin it looked like he was saying, "Look who's here." Who's to say he wasn't? Willie looked up, but he didn't get to his feet. He said, "Oh, it's you. Have a seat." He patted the grimy sidewalk beside him. When Vin hesitated, he said, "Sit down. Take a load off. Don't worry, nobody's going to call the cops on you." Vin laughed and got down, settling gingerly on the concrete and leaning back on the bricks. Pothole sat down on the other side with a happy sigh. "Get that smile off your face," said Willie. "It's not good for business." He looked at Pothole and said, "You too. Nobody's going to give any money to a happy dog." When the dog retracted his lolling tongue and hung his head, the man said, "That's better." Then he looked at Vin and said, "So what brings you out here on this nice sunny morning?" Feeling the heat of the bricks worn by the sun, Vin said, "It is kind of lovely, isn't it?" He watched the people hurrying by, thinking they might be better off if they slowed down and took notice. "This isn't bad at all, is it?" "Yes," said Willie. "It's good to take a minute and enjoy it when it's this nice." Then he said, "Now get to the point. You're cutting into my business here." "All right," said Vin, realizing that no one had stopped to drop money in the bowl or even slowed down on their way by since he'd arrived. He didn't know why his presence would have that effect, but he knew that Willie was the expert, so he got right to it. "I told Inspector Lambert what you told me about those men coming to town, and he thinks it could be important." "Of course it's important. I wouldn't have told you about it if it wasn't." "Yes, of course it is. Nobody said it wasn't." "Well, then get on with it. Time is money here." Vin's mouth filled with replies, but he got a grip and got to the point. "He asked me to get a list. He wants to know where these people are so they can check them out. What? He wants me to do his work for him too now? No, but he needs to know where they are. It doesn't do much good to know they're here if he can't find them.
Humph, said Willie. I suppose you're right. He dug deep into the pocket of his greasy coat and pulled out a ratty piece of paper which he handed to Vin. I wrote everything down on that. Tell your inspector that he can keep it. I have another piece of paper that I can use if I need it.
Vin took it, trying not to let his reluctance show in his face. He had a quick look before putting it in his jacket pocket, just to be sure there wasn't anything dodgy clinging to it. Thanks, Willie, he said. This will help. Rising, he said, I'll get out of your hair now. He held his hand out and said, See ya, pothole. Then he headed for the station. He heard Willie muttering behind him, and Pothole huffing in apparent agreement. Inspector Lambert was pleased to receive the list, but he didn't take it from Vin. Instead, he had him put it on the desk and phoned for a technician to come and get it. The tech picked it up with tongs and carried it out of the office, holding it well away from his body. Lambert said, There might be forensic evidence, but he wasn't fooling anyone. Vin said, Coming out of Willie's pocket, there could be a lot of evidence. The problem you might have is that the evidence could be months old. The inspector laughed. You're right, he said. I'll admit that I just didn't want to touch it. He looked at the spot on his desk, then got up and left the room. He came back with a spray bottle and a rag and gave the spot a good cleaning. He put the bottle on his credenza and dropped the rag in his wastebasket, then sat down. He shrugged and said, Can't be too careful. Vin was trying to hide a grin as he looked at the shiny spot on the desk. He looked at Lambert, who was frowning uncomfortably. Then he pushed to his feet and said, I'll get out of your hair now, Inspector. He was smiling all the way down and out onto the street, where he set out for home. He phoned Ferguson and told him about the list. When Ferguson learned that the list was in the hands of the police, he asked Vin where he'd got it. Vin told him, and also told him where Willie was working this morning. Ferguson ended the call politely, but quickly, and went to the garage for the big black sedan. Within a few minutes he was parked and walking to where Willie was sitting. The first thing he did was drop some money in the begging bowl. Then he held out his hand to Pothole for a sniff. Pothole had jumped to his feet with his hackles up when he saw the big man bearing down on them. When he saw the money go in the bowl, he nosed the hand, his tail wagging vigorously. Ferguson got down and leaned against the warm brick wall. After settling in, he said, Nice spot you've got here. We like it, said Willie, shifting away from the man's bulk. My name is Ferguson. I'm a friend of Vin Stone's. I figured that from the size of you. That's good. So you must also know that I'm a friend of Fran Huck, the coffee roaster. He glanced at the people hurrying by. Most of them were giving the three a wide berth. I figured that too, said Willie. Fran Huck is a good woman and you're a lucky man. I am, said Ferguson. That's something I'm reminded of every day. He turned his gaze on his host. I would do anything to protect her. Of course you would. Willie snickered. I heard what you did to those two guys. He laughed out loud. Pothole got to his feet, his tail wagging furiously. Did my heart good when I heard that. Real good. Did my heart good to do it, said Ferguson. I was hoping that would be it, that Fran would be safe now. He shook his head. Now I hear there are more of them. Looks like it, said Willie. I gave a list to Vin Stone. And he gave it to the police. Ah, said Willie, they're not going to give it to you, are they? When Ferguson shook his head, Willie said, Well, I can remember some of it. Ferguson pulled out a notebook, and Willie told him what he could. Then he told him about the other people working with him and where he might find them. He chuckled at Ferguson's surprise when he learned about the identity of the ragged man in the doorway, and the one in the darkened room across the street from the roastery. When he saw the way Willie was eyeing his notebook, Ferguson tore out his notes and handed it to him, along with the pen. Then he said his goodbyes to man and dog and went to find some people.